Before we begin, I'd like to emphasize that this podcast is an extension of my surgical work and research at Visionary Eye Doctors, and thank you all for tuning in every week or multiple times to kind of hear about our research and how we help patients. And thank you to all of you who have flown in from all over the world to see us here, so I'm very humbled by that. So it is my hope and desire to keep this information free to all of you, especially to my dear patients. And in keeping with this mission, we are very thankful to our first sponsor for this podcast, Wizard Dry Eye Mask. Many of you have heard me talk about the Wizard before. I have loved this product for years. It looks like this. I have one right next to my bed. So does my husband. I used mine last night. And even, you know, if I can't sleep, I'll use it. It's a wonderful product that you just plug in next to your bed or even at your computer. I've been known, if I start to develop a sty, to do the Wizard as I type and then switch, you know, if I have warm, just like a warm compress. So it works wonderful for that. So thank you to the Wizard. If you mention our name, podcast, Visionary Eye Doctors, Dr. Kramer's, they'll give you a 1-year guarantee. If anything happens to the product, just call them up and they'll replace it for you for free. So thank you to the Wizard Research team for sponsoring this podcast. Enjoy. Hi, everybody. It's Dr. Sandy Laura Kramers. Thank you for joining us for the EYE Show podcast. I've had many patients over the many years ask how they can help us in our research and in our podcast. And the thing you can do, which is free, is subscribe. So please subscribe to our channel. Please pass this on to friends and family and ask them to subscribe. That would help us tremendously. And if you want to donate to our research, please reach out to me because we do have ways to do that. And that helps us continue to do research here at Visionary Eye Doctors. So today we're going to talk about something called bilateral cataract surgery same day. And so this is one of those new innovations that has really changed the world of ophthalmology, especially in our practice. And so we have now started to offer to patients bilateral same day cataract surgery with the light adjustable lens and femtosecond laser. This is the best option we have to date of cataract surgery with the best implant. So today we're going to talk all about it. I had a patient that came in, did not have insurance, and basically paid for the same day cataract surgery to be done because she was light perception, legally blind in one eye, close to legally blind in the other eye. She was a working woman and she had to get back to work. So she had the procedure. She did great. The next day she was 20/20 and has been very happy with her vision. So when we do cataract surgery, as you've heard me talk about in previous podcasts, I compare it to a pillow in a pillowcase. For those on YouTube, you'll see me kind of pointing to our little eyeball here, but it's a clear pillow in a clear pillowcase. It's located behind your iris, the colored part of your eye. And with a 10-minute surgery, sometimes even a 7-minute surgery, we change out that dirty or cloudy pillow to a clear pillow, which is called an intraocular lens or IOL. It's an implant. And that implant allows you to be able to get the light to hit your macula, which is what you see the world with. And so this patient had a cataract that looked like this. It was very, very dense, kind of brownish, whitish brown. And so the procedure was done with something called femtosecond laser-assisted cataract surgery. So the laser cuts the pillow or cataract into pieces. It makes the inner opening of the capsule, the top part of the pillowcase, it makes a circular cut so we can get into the pillow and then take out that cataract. And it makes the surgery super precise. It allows the implant to be in perfect centration. It also helps us treat astigmatism at the time of the procedure of the laser part. So it makes the surgery super safe. The chance of having a complication with the laser, the femtosecond laser assisted cataract surgery, it's abbreviated FLACS, is close to 0%. It's not zero, but it's very close. So the chance of needing another surgery, infection, losing vision, losing the eyeball, I say patient's death, my death, is super close to zero. And so far, I have not had a case to date that has needed any of those or had any of those risks at all. No need for another surgery. Recovery seems to be faster. The cornea looks much clearer. And so we love femtosecond laser cataract surgery for that reason, because you can have a patient that was light perception the day before, 10 minutes later, they're close to 20/20. Within 24 hours, they're 20/20. It's super exciting without glasses. So it's super exciting. Okay, so The laser is basically trying to help us protect the cells in the eye. So anytime we do cataract surgery, we have to pump in energy called phacoemulsification energy. It's a special device that's an ultrasound device that basically causes the molecules to move very quickly to break them up. And that releases energy in the eye, bubbles, energy that damage cells like the corneal endothelial cells, and the cornea is the window of the eye, and the inner layer is called the endothelium. And that cell is super important for us to be able to see. So if you damage that tissue, you can actually lose vision or need a corneal transplant. So the name of the game of cataract surgery is to go into the eye, take out that cataract as quickly as you can, as safely as you can, without leaving much inflammation or damage to the cells, whether it's the cornea, the iris, or the retina, or the vitreous. So femtosecond laser seems to help with all those cells. The studies seem to indicate, in terms of long-term prognosis with vision, it's the same whether the surgeon does it manually with their hand or it's a femtosecond laser at 6 months. But honestly, if it were my eye or any of my children's eyes, I would absolutely want them to have femtosecond laser because it makes the surgery more precise, safer, and the cornea just looks clearer the next day, so the recovery is a little faster. So we love that. The light adjustable lens we've talked about in previous podcasts is a silicone lens that allows us to, once we put the implant in, and for those on YouTube, you'll see me kind of pointing to this implant. This is what it kind of looks like. There's different types of implants we've talked about in the past. When I was a resident, we had mostly monofocal. The first type of multifocals came out, which have rings around them, which we do still use for certain types of patients, but the rings caused a lot of halos and glare when patients were driving. And that can, for some people, be a big problem. So we don't like to use a multifocal in patients that drive a lot at nighttime or have had previous refractive surgery like LASIK or PRK, or even in certain patients that have autoimmune diseases where their eyes are very, very dry. The multifocal can lead to more halos and glare, and they can be very unhappy. And I've had to remove some of these multifocals because of that halos and glare. So we try in some patients to really carefully choose those patients very carefully. The positive of the multifocal, specifically like the Panoptics, is that a lot of patients can be glasses free or less reliant on glasses for distance, intermediate, and in some cases reading. So it gives you that kind of a trifocal component where you see these three planes of vision more clearly. But those patients often notice still halos and glare, and that lens really requires an eye not to have too much dryness. So when the light adjustable lens came out a couple of years ago, we, you know, really started offering it right away to our patients because if there is residual astigmatism, and astigmatism means that the surface of the eye, the cornea, the window of the eye, instead of being shaped like an American basketball, shaped like an American football, that lens allows us to shine light into the eyeball, and then we can resurface the lens. We change the monomers in the lens itself inside the eye. Just like when you have transition sunglasses and the UV changes the color of that lens to be darker, the same technology allows us to change that implant. So the monomers, those molecules in the eye, move and allow us to decrease your astigmatism, remove any nearsightedness or farsightedness. We can aim patients to see better for distance or reading. It's super exciting, and we don't have to do another surgery. So when I was a resident, and even before the light adjustable lens, if you had a patient who had a lens that the calculations were off because either they had previous LASIK or PRK, you would have to go back into the eye, do another surgery, remove the lens, put a new implant in. That's not fun for anybody, and it increases your risk of all the complications I just mentioned. So if we have the light adjustable lens, the precision is much better. So I'm super excited about that implant. It's the implant I would choose for myself. Having now patients come in and now requesting same day bilateral cataract surgery with the light adjustable lens and femtosecond laser is a game changer because it means patients don't have to come in twice as many times. They can come in once for their testing, come in for the cataract surgery, come in for their one-day post-op, 1 week or 2 week post-op, 1 to 3 month post-op, and then 6 months and 1 year. And then we adjust the implant as needed during those times. Sometimes they'll come in a couple more times in between if they want to kind of fine tune the implant. But it's such a time saver for patients as well as a cost saver for patients. So that's the latest in cataract surgery. It's something that we're eager to have patients know that that's an option no matter where you are, and to look into that. The cost of this procedure, if it is self-pay, if you're not kind of have insurance paying for part of this, can be somewhere around $15,000. So it's not cheap, but it is an investment in the most important sense of your body, your eyesight. So we want to do it right and do it with the best technology we have. In most cases, insurance covers the majority of this procedure, but the light adjustable lens and the femtosecond laser are an extra cost. So depending on who you see, it will determine how much it's gonna cost. But for my patients and for myself, this is honestly what I would choose for myself. The reports have shown that having cataract surgery the same day does not increase your risk of an infection. To date, I have had zero cases of endophthalmitis infection. Not a guarantee, but I've been very blessed with that. So it's a very safe procedure, and it's something I think I would do on myself, and I would recommend it to my friends and family as well. So I hope you found this podcast helpful. Please continue to send us questions you have. Please continue to see us at Visionary Eye Doctors, and please do me the personal favor of subscribing to the channel so you can help us with the podcast. Have a great day.